absorbed in thinking that, for example, in this material world, a sunset is very nice or something is very nice. But if, for example, in Mayapur, is a devotee free to, for example, enjoy the all the scenery? No? That's what I was thinking that is.
This is a Aam means not material world. Full of an Aam. Vrindavan Aam. Vrindavan is not material world.
No?
Yes.
Is it Guru? With these eyes. He meant in arm also, he's not visible. With these eyes. Arm can speak of Yo Chanima. Santa Sadei Varika Yusun. That is Dham. Priman.
Church in Toronto.
Yeah.
We sold all the church pews.
Mm.
And Billy Graham, do you know who Billy Graham is? He's an evangelist preacher in the United States. He sometimes went to that church to preach. So when we sold the pews, we would tell people that Billy Graham sat in his pew and it had become
That's some good place.
Yes.
As you always say, Papa, these people are not becoming purified. There's one man who, Jagadish Lenten, he's the most famous Christian preacher practically in the Western world. And now he's becoming older, about 60. And recently they asked him that if you could live your life again, would you live the same life or a different life? So he said, I'm very sorry because I spent too much of my time preaching. I said, that I should have spent more time with my family. At the end of life, this is
foremost Christian preacher in the world right now.
He said, I accepted too many invitations to go preach. I should have spent time with my family.
That'll make it more popular, and they'll say it's more religious.
All he left to preach.
Oh, that's nice. Dhanlanti, abhang dhanlanti kaasne nihara mughalhasa. This is Krishna. In 1 second, he can make it purified. Ahantva sarva paapi bhamma kush. Masha. Simply surrender.
Like our desire not to surrender is very powerful because Krishna Krishna is so powerful, and yet our nonsense is so strong that we can resist such a powerful force as Krishna's love.
Now the whole sky is clear. And there's someone.
A little early, Shubha.
Hmm?
A little early for entering.
Grand spirit. Aborigines. The fight among their clans.
That's Aborigines.
Huh?
Aborigines?
Yes. They say Africa.
Prabhupada, you wrote in a letter to Bhagavan, you said that the originally the Europeans had Aryan type culture, but then they had become
Europeans and Indo-Aryan. That is admitted in this.
You said that they became degraded by
association with these aborigines.
Who are the aborigines they associated with?
Everywhere there are aborigines. In India there is still aborigines. Adivasi.
We were saying about the Huns.
Hmm? Huns.
Yeah, Huns. They were considered like that?
Yes. Huns are also. Lord and the Sudras, Kandalas, dog eaters, animal eaters. And this European historians, they said the aborigines, their original father.
What's that?
Original father.
He said, yes, they are your original
No, no, the aborigines, the naked junglies, they are original person, huh?
Before that, it was the caveman.
Caveman, that is the aborigines.
Yeah. And before the caveman was the missing link.
And he has known missing link.
They don't know who they're missing, but he's missing.
Let's see, the imagination. Karate imagination. He's creating.
Species. Different species. And they have models of this missing wing.
They know it.
missing.
Missing means they know. Or he knows.
When I was preaching in California, one very famous anthropologist came to speak there. And he gave a new theory about the origin of the species. So he said before the audience, he said that actually we have very little evidence for this theory. He said that we have very little evidence for this theory, but he said that all of you should not be disturbed because our previous theory, we had no evidence whatsoever. So this is an improvement.
He admitted.
Yes.
He just said that was nonsense. And it's still the nonsense going on.
But don't be disturbed.
Yes. So you are dealing with all nonsense. Don't be disappointed.
Another professor, he was very world famous geneticist from genetics. And I remember when I was a student there, he was always trying to prove there was no God. That was his mission. And so he was in so much anxiety. He was an older man that he would simply stand up every day and shake. During the whole class, he was actually shaking with anxiety. He could hardly speak. He was famous.
Why are you shaking?
He was so much anxiety. He was very, very nervous. He would just shake. Always trying to prove there's no God.
No temple for detours. So one boy, he was a member of this society. There is Shitala Mata, the goddess of smallpox. So he had some trouble in the house of smallpox. his heart up going to the Shitala Mata's temple. He's entering the temple and seeing this is mother and a devotee. But they will cast me there for but. This man, he is afraid of God, but he has to preach. There is no God. So he has people.
In every class, you would smoke at least 4 or 5 cigarettes.
Is victimized, and in this life we can adventure to conquer one. This is human life. That son does, they cannot fight with Maya. But a human being, he can fight. So if you don't fight, you don't take that adventure. When we demand death and go. The cats and dogs, they fight among themselves, but not with the buyer. So, aborigines, although they have got teachers of human beings, they are no more than cats and dogs. So they also fight among themselves. They do not know that the fighting spirits would utilize to declare war against Maya. That is possible in human life. Ato Brahma Jigyan. This fighting is philosophy. What is the ultimate cause? What is Brahma? What I am? Fighting against darkness. Sleeping. Katanidya jao maya pishachira phule. Everyone is sleeping on the lap of fire. This human form of life is not for sleeping, but for acting and fight with mass. That is human. You are hearing the other day? Why the sun changes color after rising?
The refraction of the light.
Huh? You said that when the light rays pass through the cloud and there's diverse the light rays in different ways.
So what is the cloud?
Not necessarily cloud.
The atmosphere.
The density is different.
Huh?
It changes.
When it's directly overhead.
But if it's fixed up, why is it changing?
When it's directly overhead, there's...
Well, what it means, it has gone. If it is fixed, why is it changed color?
We have gone. It changes color to us. It doesn't change color.
Huh?
To our eyes.
Why?
The color changes.
Why?
Because our eyes are not so, are not our blunt.
Is it because the light rays?
No, if the sun is fixed, so why our eyes will change?
Just like
you see, in the beginning, as you see, it is red, and it is fixed. It is immense, red.
They say the atmosphere changes.
Huh?
They say the atmosphere.
The light of the sun filters through the
atmosphere changes. Where is the atmosphere changes? It's the same atmosphere. It's hot and there. And the atmosphere
changes. The angle.
You are all scientists, I know. Please. Drop is one body. What is that?
There's a single.
All that's good. That just means all that's good. Let me go. You haven't got to explain. I'm trying to understand that in the sun, every red light is fixed. So red light is always red light. Why it should be white? What is it called?
They say there's a spectrum.
They say what you say. What you have understood.
There's a spectrum of different colors, which combined together is white light. But when the light bends, it bends at different, the different colors of light bend at different angles. So that's the,
why the light bends? I'm a crude man, I'm not scientist. Hey, I see one red light there. So, is it only there? Why should it be white?
But the sunlight, please explain me.
The light is fixed. It is reddish. So why is it dead?
Only part of the light reaches us, the red part. Not all the...
Anyway, the color changes.
Because in the beginning, when the sun is red, only the red part of the light spectrum reaches our eye.
That means it is moving. The red part is gone. Then white part comes.
Then when the rest of the light reaches our eyes, it becomes white.
Wait, they say we are moving. It is not moving. We are moving.
I'm moving.
The earth is turning. But very slowly. They say the earth is turning, so you see the sun as moving. But actually you are moving. Just like if you're in a car and you're moving, it may appear that if sometimes you can see another object.
Well, that's why the color should change. That is, you mean more.
Because he's explaining that light is seen when it bends, white light, it bends differently.
That is only applicable when you accept that the sun is moving. That's what atmosphere is
going on. No, the earth is turning. They say the earth is turning. Therefore, at a certain point, the sun is actually below the horizon, but part of the sun's light, the red spectral of the red light of the sun comes over the horizon until the sun appears
red. But actually, it's not red, it's white. Or yellow, whatever.
Then it is light, that's all right. But if you see on fixed things, color, practical experience, the color does not change. It will be fixed.
Supposing there's a white light, and you're situated here, and in front of you is a screen with many colors, and you're moving ways along the screen. Sometimes you're looking through a green, sometimes you're in that way, although the light is fixed up, because you're moving behind different colors.
So why is that a screen?
That's called the spectrum.
So why is that? Then you also finish
the atmosphere. The atmosphere is the screen. As the spectrum hits the atmosphere, it bends. It's like a prism shoot.
And then the speed of the arc changes. In the morning, we see the sun is very slowly rising. Either some speed or your speed. But now you see it is rising very quickly.
That's explained that because the sun is actually, you can see it before it appears over the horizon. Because the light rays reach our eyes before the sun actually comes up.
It's
not because of the time it takes. It's because of the light rays bend.
Yeah.
They bend towards us.
Then
once it comes up over the horizon, we see it rise as a normal thing.
Yes.
He's not moving down God?
No.
Further away from the earth than the sun. And twice as big as the sun. And Baba, how big is it?
Well, how big is this moon? It's not more bigger than me.
You can't see in the deep canvas.
That Maya is just like in the distance.
Yes, I can. That would come my hand is medicine. Maya means affliction, Maya means illusion, magician, sorry. Strength, potency.
Prabhupada, what is your explanation why the sun changes colors?
Mm-hmm.
What is your explanation as to why the sun changes colors?
Sun is moving, you are seeing through some color, then it is color.
Something you like seeing through some color.
Yeah, and just like there are in your window, there is glass, red. The sun is passing, you say sun red, and then underneath the sun, it is white.
So they say the same thing, except they say that the earth that is moving, not the sun. Same explanation you have given for the color they give, except that they say that the earth that is moving, not the sun. They wouldn't accept that point as a proof that the sun is moving.
The sun is moving because the earth and the sun, the distance is the same, but you can calculate the distance from the rising up to the millions of miles. So unless the sun is moving, the earth cannot move so swiftly.
They're always the same distance apart. The earth and the sun are always the same distance apart.
How do you see that?
Same distance is to be supposed, according to your theory, because sun is fixed.
Oh. According to Martin.
Yeah, so same distance. But you calculate how quickly it comes. You calculate the distance.
And how can the earth move so quickly?
Yeah.
No, but they would say that the earth is spinning around.
Yeah, they would say that is not from the earth moving. That is not from the earth moving around the sun, that is from the earth rotating and turning different sides, different faces to the sun.
And that speed the earth could do.
Hmm?
That much speed the earth could do simply to turn around on its own.
That's rotation, not
orbitation. It's not an orbit.
Or top spinning.
That's another point, Prabhupada. The earth is spinning, they say, but it's tilted on one side. So why it doesn't fall over?
Okay.
Scientists say that the earth is like this.
Yeah. Making an angle for this. Spinning,
my question is how something doesn't fall over. It's like a top. If you spin a top, when it starts spinning on the side, it falls over. But so far as space is concerned, they don't see that there's a top or a bottom. Where and why they say active. Active means there's a top and bottom.
A mental platform. On the mental.
When I was in university, I took a course.
Yes. An example, this was spoken by one scientist in Delhi, that if a man has learned how to imitate the dog barking, it will go to see him by watching his breathing. But he won't hear the dog, barking. So we are like that. We are trying to imitate dog.
Is it here, Jennifer?
Huh?
Yes.
Pretty. What you can see from the other.
That's why they use a telescope.
Everything is imperfect. With the help of the telescope, then their eyes become perfect to an extent.
Yes, very much.
Popular with the general
men, Starbuck,
because you're condemning
everything.
Yes.
Because they're
fools and that's it. Oh, if Barbara presents it so nicely, people will like it.
You think
that's true, Barbara. Sometimes you call them rascals to their face, and they like it.
I think in India, a lot of people hate strong words.
What is the composition?
So puffed up that they think that actually the credit is to them for discovering. Just like they,
discovery.
They give the example that if a tree falls in the forest and there is no man there to hear it, then actually it has not fallen. This is a philosophical example, this is the most common example they give. That if a tree falls in the forest, but there is no man there, there's no one there to hear it, then actually it has never happened. Unless someone perceives it, then it does not exist. So they feel that when they discover something, at that time it begins to exist by their becoming conscious of it.
What is that?
So if you're sleeping and I kill you, you weren't conscious that I was killing you, then you're still alive.
You are not killed. You can go to this dog. It is not king.
So they will say that. So I'll take the part of the rascal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the rascal. Actually, I'm killed because even though I may not be conscious of it, someone is conscious of it. As long as someone must be, just when something it is necessary that someone be conscious of it.
Now, supposing in the woods. You're in the woods, and I kill you during your sleep. There's no other human being.
But you were conscious of it. You were conscious of my death, so therefore my death is a fact.
A death. And the forest, there are no animals?
Yes.
They cannot? They are not conscious?
Well, if an animal hears, that's all right also. As long as someone is conscious.
In the forest, there are many animals, hundreds and thousands. They are conscious that tree has fallen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it would also be acceptable. As long as some living being has...
What is this? everywhere someone is conscious. There is no vacancy. This is you just talking. Full stop.
In the Kung, the outer space, there is no consciousness.
Who says? The fools say. There are consciousness. There are so many birds flying.
Higher up.
On planet. Higher means it is higher for you. Because you are so dwarf. You are so dwarf. He will find that this the tree is very big tree. A small dwarf man, a pygmy, is a big tree. It is all relative. Understand? What is a few words? Higher and lower, this is all relative. You are so low that you see a teeny thing very high. It is due to your lowerness. Where there is no tree, this tree will be considered a very high tree. So your scientists and your appreciators all are like teeny dwarfs. What do they know about the universe? That is their fault. They are so small that is the same example, drop cut form. Calculating, attaching, attracting. This is the fault. They do not consider their position. That's right. There are thousands of ants. We can immediately kill them. And they are thinking they are very big. The ants. That they are very busy, they are very big. So this rascal's position is like that. If the devotas in higher planets, like all the population of this material, this earth, they can kill them. Finish. Just like we can kill the ants.
In the sixth part, I haven't read it yet, but I saw a picture of a big demon. Was fighting, and everyone else was just like little
ones. Yes. That was described in some English books. The man.
Gulliver's.
Yes. These rascals, they do not know. There is Gulliver. Mm-hmm. They are thinking very deep.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, when there is some natural calamity, like I read in the newspaper, 4,000 people were killed immediately in Guatemala.
Yes.
That is also the demigods?
Whatever is many, greater than you, we admit it. Demigods or God or anything. But why you are thinking yourself so big? That is your fault. That is foolish. I am a big man amongst a small, teeny living entity. But why are you thinking you are biggest of all? You can understand everything. That is the point. This is the quality of the conditions. It's nothing. He has no value. Still, he is thinking he is very great. Everything is big and small, relatively. Just like here, if one man has got 100,000 rupees, he is a big man. But what is 100,000 rupees in America?
Nothing.
Nothing.
1 year's salary for an average man. A worker.
Yes. Lakhpati. Here they call Lakhpati. Lakhpati means owner of 100,000 rupees.
Lakhpati.
What is this Lakhpati? There.
This photography is just like an ocean, Prabhupada.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Looks just like the ocean.
Frozen. Yeah. Frozen ocean. Many, the devotees are coming down by the sun. The devotees, they are high now. Go down. Now you do this.
Very dark. What is the way to draw the line between the following three things? Blasphemy, false finding, and calling a spade a spade.
Spade a spade. That's like I'm saying that what you are a small pig only. That is the idea. And what is the other?
The other is false finding.
False finding, that is another art, that's Vanamichandi. Matrika Vanamichandi. Madhavichandi. It's like the flies, they are finding out where is source. And the bees, they are finding out where there is honey. So, two animals, there were two business. For finding and collecting the good things. These are two, just like creatures. There are two classes, only. Similarly, there are many reptiles who are simply fault finding.
And blasphemy?
Blasphemy. You have good quality, but still, I am defaming.
So the family person tends to overlook the bad qualities and see the good ones.
Yeah.
Like Krishna is dealing with Putana.
Yeah. Thousands of miles, this fall, simply by 2 minutes light of the sun. There was no sun. There are so many ships are standing on the ocean. They pass. They are so many distance. You cannot do anything. Live with this argument. What you can do? Immediately can kill all thousands of planets. Immediately finish. Bring your science to protect them. No, that's right. Mare Krishna Rakheke. And Krishna desires to vanquish. Nobody can say. Finish. Still, these rascals are very noble. Simply rascals. At least expose these rascals. We have no power to kill them, but at least we can expose them. That is also great service.
sometimes, Prabhupada, when we expose them, their argument is, oh, you're a saintly person, why are you criticizing me?
No, it is not criticizing. It is opening your eyes. You are blind, you are thinking yourself as very big. So we are opening eyes. You are not big, you are not even big. Or fig. There is a gana pingam, that's a gana in the sabbath. You are blind with ignorance. So we are trying to open your eyes, see things out there. It is favoring me. It is not criticizing. Us, you who, the great, and all know the small. So these rascals, they do not understand these two important words. God is great and small. They think I am as good as this. This is the fault. English Brahma, where angels dare not hold rushing.
Hold rushing where angels fear to tread.
Yeah, like that. So the angels, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are offering their obeisance, and these rascals are claiming, I am God. How great rascals they are. Shiva Varinchi Nuta. Shiva Varinchi Nuta. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are offering their respects. And these things are required. With God. This Mahabharata philosophy.
Probably that tendency to be puffed up seems to be so strong as soon as they get just a little bit of so-called qualification, then everyone is becoming puffed up, even great personalities like Lord Indra and Lord Brahma.
Yeah. There you go.
What to speak of all the...
Lord Brahma is also one of the willing entities.
How is it possible that we're so insignificant, but at the same time we become so puffed up? How is it possible?
That is material consciousness. That you are nothing, you are thinking very big. That is material consciousness. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, you simply think Krishna is great. We are nothing. Insignificant. That is Krishna consciousness. So long you think that you are independent of Krishna, you are also another Krishna. And then you are full, rested. Mula nāmiyānāti, māmi paparam abhvai.
That's our message.
Man, the whole world is going on this foolish understanding. Therefore they have been discussed. Mula. All rascals. Anyone who is thinking there is no God, there is no Krishna, it may be he's impersonal, there is no personality, unequal thing. These are all rascals, fools.
But actually, there's no way to become detached.
The only way is that you become Krishna conscious.
So through Krishna.
Yes. Mahi would have proposed them. But under the Krishna, everything will be clear. Like, as soon as the sun rises, everything is clear. No color. That is our purpose. When you become Krishna conscious, then you become fully aware of everything. Otherwise, you remain dust and fool, gadha, ashes. If you prefer to remain ashes, you can do. But we are servant of Krishna. We must preach real, reality.
Even the jnanis and yogis become
but public. What is it, jnanis? They are also under us. Another edition of that. Bhagavan Janmana Avanti Jnanavan Man proposed this. There was so-called jnani after many, many births. Practical realization. They surrendered to Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvangi. Some Mahatmas. Then he understands that Krishna is everything. Such great person is very, very rare. Some Mahatmas is very, very rare.
But what about the persons who may be a little bit devoted but who have not achieved that unalloyed devotion?
Kanishta, right? They are not devoted, they are called bhaktabhas. There is some science of bhakti, actually they are not bhaktabhas, bhavas. Bhavas means simple, a little light.
Oh, devotee really means one who has love for Krishna.
Yes, on our life, without any condition. Anna vilasita sunnam. Zero, all other. Because I'm late, I'm that, I'm Jani, I'm Yogi, I'm Kuni, I'm minister, I'm king, I'm all these. Thinking like that. All nonsense. I am servant of Krishna. That is great. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna. That is self-realized. Asmataktam.
Because that person is very rare, then I guess the only way we can possibly know how to become like that is to find one pure devotee and exactly follow that way of Krishna consciousness that he has. Mm-hmm. I need to say that because this pure devotee is so rare, mm-hmm. the only way must be to find out the pure devotee. Yeah, exactly follow.
If you try to find out,